The United States is an incredibly violent place. Of course, you've heard all about the shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. But over the weekend, there were more mass shootings all over the country, from coast to coast, in all types of communities, even close to home for me in Philadelphia. 3 people were shot and killed, 14 people shot altogether in another mass shooting in a place that was heavily policed. And today I want to talk about, what is it that we can do to protect ourselves in light of the reality that anything the government's going to do, if they do anything at all, is going to be slow and too little. Whatever they're going to do, it's going to be far less than what they should do, and it's going to take far longer than it should. And we can reasonably predict that while the government twiddles its thumbs and bickers and argues, there will be more school shootings. There will be more white supremacist attacks because the government hasn't done anything substantive to actually stop them. I'm going to talk today about exactly what can we do to protect ourselves. All right, let me unpack and explain it. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Hey, everybody. This podcast is proudly sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. And here's the deal. Life can be overwhelming, and many people are burned out without even knowing it. We associate burnout with work, but that's not the only cause. Any of our roles in life can lead to us feeling burned out, and BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to prioritize yourself. Talking with someone can help you figure out exactly what's causing stress in your life. I've personally had amazing experiences with therapy, and I recommend that everyone at least give it a try. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. I do, but you don't have to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try today and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Breakdown listeners get 10% off of their first month at betterhelp.com/breakdown. That's BETTERHELP, betterhelp.com/breakdown. Check it out. Try therapy. Let me know what you think.
The Breakdown.
I'm going to talk about 2 types of shootings in particular, and maybe tomorrow I'll talk about the third. The 2 types of shootings that I want to talk about today are school shootings, which are absolutely devastating. Children are literally still being buried in Uvalde. We're getting near to the final funerals. But that's how bad it is, that when you have 19 little children and 2 teachers shot and killed, it takes weeks just to bury and memorialize them all. And of course, in Buffalo, we had a horrible white supremacist attack where a man had been planning this attack under everybody's nose in chat rooms and groups using all types of websites and software, and it could have been stopped. And the truth is, there are basic laws that could have stopped both of these shootings. But people are too busy fighting, arguing, disagreeing, bickering, lying, taking money from special interest groups to actually stop these things. And almost no meaningful legislation has passed on the federal level or in most states since Buffalo, since Uvalde. And while there's some talk that some laws might pass, in the meantime, there's nothing. And America still has more guns than people, the only country in the entire world that has more guns than people. We have an ease of access to guns such that it is literally easier to buy an AR-15 than it is of, you know, a six pack of beer. In most states around America, you have to be 18 to buy an AR-15, but 21 to buy a beer. And both of these shooters, in Uvalde and in Buffalo, were 18. What if the age limit had just been higher? People are saying 21. What if it was 30? What if it was 25? Like, what if it was virtually impossible for an 18-year-old to actually get these guns? That could change things. What they do with AR-15s, you really can't do with handguns. Not in the same way. Not at all. I think both shooters could have been stopped much easier if all they had was handguns. Handguns are still deadly, still very hard to stop when somebody is determined and willing to lose their life, but nothing like an AR-15 assault rifle. What Democrats don't want to talk about, because they think it messes the message up, is between now and when the government actually does something, we have to have some in-between measures. I don't care what anybody says. That should not be partisan. For instance, the back door that the shooter in Uvalde went into. At first, police lied and said it had been propped open, and he walked into a propped open door. And they have come back now to say, no, we were mistaken. Also, a.k.a. a lie. We were mistaken, and that door was shut. Now we know that that door wasn't locked. It appears not from people who've seen camera footage. It appears the door was shut, but that it did not lock automatically. So here's what I'm saying with school shootings. Like, one is way too many. And while you will never hear me argue for more police in schools to stop these shootings, because that's not what happened. And we learned since the last time you heard my voice, we learned that the school in Uvalde had 140 police officers there while the shooting continued to go on for almost an hour and a half. And so, and nobody has even answered as to where the school, the police officer assigned to the school, nobody's even answered where that man or woman was. At first, they lied and said he was there, he or she was there, even said that the school resource officer had been shot, and all lies. They made all of that up. And so schools do need to fortify themselves. They do need to have strong doors that lock as soon as you shut them around the school. They do need to have basic things around the school such that rooms can lock easily and that there are ways for teachers to make sure that barring someone shooting their way into the classroom, that no one can get into their class. And I have seen online, this doesn't have to be reinvented. There are already plans on how you make your school, instead of it being a soft target, an easy target, a susceptible, vulnerable target, which schools clearly are, which the black community clearly is, be it a black church or a grocery store with a predominantly black shopping customer base. Black folk and schools and churches and other vulnerable places do have to find a way to, quote unquote, harden themselves, to make it much more difficult that they be attacked, that they be victimized. And that is not me pointing the blame at people who shop at the grocery store or people who run the schools in Uvalde or anywhere else. But while we wait and press for government officials to do something, between now and then, every school, every church, every synagogue, every mosque, every store that has vulnerable populations and vulnerable, frequently targeted customers needs to have a drastically improved security plan. And in the days and weeks ahead, I want to help us work on creating that security plan together and hope that you will join us. Here's what I know. We should be pressing our city officials, our county officials, our state officials, and our federal elected officials. We should be pressing them to do 101 things. But until those things get done, we're going to have to do more ourselves to make sure that we're safe. listen, I've got to run. I've got a meeting I have to rush into right now. Love, 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 and appreciate all of you. Got some big changes and announcements coming this week. Take care, everybody. Oh, one more thing. If you're not yet a member of the North Star, go now to thenorthstar.com and join today. Take care.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.
Momentum.